You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 11th Tate Music Prize is happening this year for 2020. And this morning, a very exciting award was announced. The Independent Music NZ Classic Record this year is going to Shona Lang for South, which was put out in 1987. We're going to have a listen to Drive Baby Drive from that record, and then we will be chatting to Shona. This is the undeniable sound of Shona Lang with Drive Baby Drive from the album South. that came out in 1987 and this morning is being recognised as the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record for 2020. This is part of the Tate Prize and we have got Shona on the line. Morena, Shona, how are you?
I'm very well, Rachel. Thank you.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to be able to chat to you this morning about such an amazing record that is very deservedly getting its accolades today. For people who don't know what this sort of classic record award means, it celebrates an iconic record that's shaped Aotearoa's music scene and continues to inspire us today. How does it feel this morning, Shona?
It feels really good, actually. You know, I mean, you'd think at my age I'd be a bit cynical about these things, but no, it was totally out of the blue when I heard about it, and just such a buzz, just such a shot now. I'm really, really happy about it.
Oh, I'm very, very pleased that we get to chat to you about it too, because it is an album that I guess I've always grown up knowing about as well, and it has really just kind of proliferated throughout the sound of New Zealand since it came out in 1987.
Used to go away, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful, wonderful record. That's what we like to hear, Shona. That is what we like to hear. I wanted to ask you a little bit, because you had a really long career. You started out in music when you were only 16. How did you get interested in making music, Shona?
It wasn't really a process, you know. It sort of happened. I just was very young, and music just, you know, really just sparked everything. Fascination, adoration, love. I just loved music from a very, very early age. And I think my parents kind of realised it kept me occupied. I think I was a bit hyperactive as a kid.
Yes.
So they provided ukuleles and guitars. I was very fortunate to have them recognising that in me.
That's awesome. And you were, of course, on the New Faces TV show. What was that experience like for you?
It was really lovely, actually. I have very fond memories of New Faces. That was shot in Wellington, you know, which my hometown. And so it was sort of, I'd go from school to rehearsals at TVNZ, and it was sort of in a strange part of Wellington. I don't think it's even there anymore. Wearing Taylor Street, that's right. They were so kind and so friendly, and I made so many friends in the course of that, and Studio One, which was the songwriting competition that sort of went hand in hand. They were very, very fond memories.
And then you of course, went over and spent a lot of time in Europe and the UK. And how did that, I guess, affect the kind of music you were making, do you think, Shona?
Well, I was talking about this to someone the other day, and they said, you know, what made you get into electronic music? And the fact was that there wasn't any electronic music until that time, you know. Like, it was all drums, bass, guitar, piano. I did two albums in England before I worked with Manfred. One of them was never released, and the other one was the Tied to the Tracks album, which was quite a big rock album. And there were hints of sort of machinery on that. And I mean, we had the Moog, you know, there was electronic music, but it was a sort of specific genre.
Right.
You know, people were making this weird, wonderful Moog music, like Manfred included.
Yeah.
And so he was just sort of totally there at the technological forefront. And so I just learnt through osmosis, really. And when I came home, kind of in 1982, I kind of had the opportunity to, well, I worked with Bruce Lynch, who was also, you know, incredible musician and technician, and just really was, you know, had these wonderful teachers.
Yeah.
People who had the patience and, you know, the inclination to impart information to me. It was, you know, I was very fortunate.
Having that good community is always so important for music making, and a lot of people have always noted that South was a record for you where you did take this electronic sound and you did kind of bring these new ideas into it. One song that everybody will be very familiar with is Glad I'm Not a Kennedy. How did this track come about? What were you thinking about when you wrote this song, Shona?
If I could just say at this point that the South that we all know now is made up of South, the album we recorded, and four tracks of genre, because once it was picked up overseas, You know, they wanted to consolidate it and make it as punchy and commercial as possible. So Kennedy was actually off genre. So
okay, Bruce Lynch, right.
Bruce Lynch produced that, which is sort of why I have to bring his name up, because, you know, it was a remarkable achievement. I mean, the string quartet and everything was out of Bruce's head.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, the story of Kennedy is a kind of weird one, really, because it just happened so quickly, the writing. I saw Edward Kennedy, I think he was involved in the presidential primaries, 1984, I think it was 84. Don't quote me.
You'd know better than me, Shona.
and he just, I hadn't seen him for years and years, and, you know, I'd seen a picture or an image of him for years and years, and he just looked terrible. He looked puffy and old and worn out, and I just said those words out loud. I said, I'm glad I'm not a Kennedy.
Mm.
And bells went off and sirens rang and firecrackers happened, and by the time I got out to my room, my shed, I used to call it, I had the synth part in my head, the lyric was just about written, and it just all happened, like, so fast.
Yeah.
And we happened to be recording genre at the time.
Right.
And so the next morning, I took a sort of stereo Walkman demo of what I'd done into Bruce, and we just set about working on it straight away. So, you know, from the time it was written to the time it was recorded was probably less than 24 hours.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there's a kind of vitality about it, I think, that kind of shows through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe that's why it continues to be so beloved as a song, is because that energy is so present in it. And also,
yeah, spontaneity.
Yeah, spontaneity. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And also, I guess, like, the kind of politics of it as well feel a little bit timeless too, that sort of, I guess, the overhanging kind of American situation and how that affects the rest of the world and stuff. It is something that people continue to think about all the time. Do you feel like your music got political at a certain point, or it just sort of, you kind of had these ideas and they were just coming through naturally? How did that kind of political side of your writing come through?
I think that was family upbringing, really. My parents were politically aware, you know. My father was a businessman, and he was acutely aware of what was going on, you know, for his business, and he was an imported little bits of think big, like valves and thermostats and stuff like that. So he was travelling.
Yes.
From the time I was very young. So I had this sort of global perspective, I think, from the time I was sort of three or four. Mm. I knew where they were, you know. I had no concept of the globe, but I knew my mum and dad were over there.
Mm-hmm.
And America was, you know, it was more America than Europe, because that was where Dad's business was.
Yeah.
And Massachusetts, strangely enough.
Well, it's such an incredible record, and it is so awesome to see it being recognised as the classic record this year for the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record Award. Shona
Thank
Lang,
you.
It's a
fantastic
real
fantastic year to win it too. You know, this is pretty cosmic about 2020, and
yeah,
to sort of put that full stop on that album is pretty exciting.
Yeah,
and I'm very grateful to the Independent New Zealand Music. It's fantastic.
Well, we are going to listen to Glad I'm Not a Kennedy now. Shona, it's been a real pleasure to chat to you. Huge congratulations, and I hope you have a lovely day celebrating.
Thank you, Rachel. You have a wonderful day too, and to your listeners. I hope everyone's chilling out and enjoying this gorgeous weather.
Yes, exactly. Hey, thanks, Shona. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Bye.
Bodyguard at Hardenbergs, a blue-eyed fear of devastation, the right to breathe air as nature provided it, the right of future generations to a healthy existence. Let us, if we can, step back from the shadows of war, seek out the way of peace.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.